Hello, and welcome to 9 Second News, issue 143. Today is Monday, March 29th. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another great week. A passport for concerts? As of this upcoming Friday, New York residents will be able to download an app that will serve as a COVID passport to help provide proof that they've either received the vaccine or recently tested negative for the virus. This passport, called the Excelsior Pass, will at first be used at large venues such as Madison Square Garden, but will slowly roll out to other events in the coming weeks. The app, which is heavily supported by Governor Andrew Cuomo, is built on blockchain technology, so that there's no possibility of any health data being leaked. If at first you don't succeed, try it in two parts. President Biden is reportedly planning on splitting his economic package bill into two parts that will be released in an event in Pittsburgh this week. The first section, which will be focused on infrastructure, with an additional emphasis in green energy programs, and the second will prioritize childcare and healthcare. What hasn't been made concrete yet is how the administration will pay for the proposed programs. Currently, the plan is to increase taxes on high-income households and businesses, but no numbers have been released. Not quite ready for free trade. Yesterday, Katherine Tai, the WOC U.S. trade representative who was confirmed in a 98-0 vote by the Senate, indicated that the U.S. is not quite ready to remove the tariffs on trade with China quite yet. She stated both tactical and economic reasons for this decision, saying, "No negotiator walks away from leverage, right?" and "Changes must be communicated in a way so that the actors in the economy can make adjustments." Well, that's certainly good news. In today's edition of I Didn't Know I Had That Fear, NASA announced yesterday that new data has confirmed that the Apophis asteroid won't hit Earth for at least the next 100 plus years. That's good news considering that it was previously classified as one of the most hazardous asteroids that could hit Earth, an incident that could kill upwards of 10 million people. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 9 Second News team.